Vice President Kamala Harris was the first woman and person of color to serve as District Attorney of San Francisco and the second Black woman ever elected to the Senate. She's also the first Black and South Asian woman to become Vice President. For all the barriers Kamala Harris has broken, she didn't do it alone. Her mother helped show her the way, as NPR's White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram reports.
Kamala Harris's mother, Shyamala Gopalan, was 19 years old when she approached her father with the proposal. She wanted to go study to be a scientist, but not in Tamil Nadu, the state where Gopalan's family lived in India. Shyamala wanted to go study science in a country where she knew no one, at the University of California in Berkeley.
She was part of one of the first waves of Indians to come in relative modern history to the United States in the 50s, right? So anybody of South Asian background, you'll know that this was early, early, early.
That's the vice president talking about her trailblazing mom at an event 2 months ago.
She arrived in the United States by herself because she had a passion and she had a goal.
It was at Berkeley that Shyamala met Donald Harris, an economics student from Jamaica. They were both interested in civil rights. The two were together for about a decade and had two daughters, Kamala and her younger sister Maya.
Basically, her life was committed to two things, raising her two daughters and ending breast cancer.
Breast cancer research is what Shyamala worked on. The hours were relentless and the days were long. Sometimes Harris and her sister would stay with their downstairs neighbor, Mrs. Regina Shelton, who ran a daycare center. Harris's childhood friend, Carol Porter, told NPR's Ari Shapiro she remembers Shyamala from their neighborhood.
She had an air of confidence about her. She had an air of just integrity and strength. When you saw Shyamala, you said, "Hello, Mrs. Harris."
Shyamala's research also took her family around the country and around the world. Her first job was helping out in her mother's research lab. But when it came time to pick her career path, Harris chose the law. And of course, politics. And Shyamala was there to support her. Every weekend of Harris's first campaign in 2003, Shyamala was at campaign headquarters.
Sealing envelopes, making calls. She did the work and made sure all the volunteers had coffee and donuts. She was extraordinary.
That's Matthew Rothschild, a friend of Harris's, who was also close with her mother. He says Harris gets from Shyamala her love of cooking, her laugh, and her determination to right any wrongs. Here he is describing Shyamala.
If she ever felt that you weren't being treated right, or you were down in the dumps, or there was any injustice in your life or anything, she'd be the first person to call, "Are you okay? What's up?" And then she'd be hard to get off the phone because she wouldn't want to hang up until she knew you were okay.
In 2009, Shyamala died of colon cancer, shortly before Harris won her race for attorney general, before she met her husband, Doug Emhoff, and before she embarked on her political career to Washington. But Harris keeps her mother's memory and her advice top of mind. She often quotes her mother in speeches. There's that now famous coconut tree story, of course, but there's also this. "Don't let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are," Shyamala would say.
She would often say to me, "Is Kamala, you may be the first to do many things. Make sure you're not the last."
It's a message Harris shares across the country, and one that came up in New Orleans just 2 weeks before Harris would launch a presidential campaign, breaking yet another barrier. She was taking pictures backstage and signed a poster that echoed her mother's words. It read, "First, but not the last." Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.